بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيزة شعر فعرف بالله عزتي أقدس عزت معنا شاه حكيم عمر أقدس نور الله مرقده The title is كالخون شهادة من الترايا جسم ونهي ديكلاينج أبعيش قمع كي خاطر هم آنکو سے لہو برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکو سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے مخلوق ہے اجنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ اے زاہد ناجا تنز نہ کر آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جائے گی کبھی آئے دل کی
درد محبت کی نالی کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے یہ درد محبت کی نالی کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب وہ جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب وہ پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے تم لاشکو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو تم لاشکو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتری رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جس میں انہیں دکھلائیں گے کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جس میں انہیں دکھلائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے اختر کو جو تونے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیدے پیر ہدا اختر کو جو تونے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیدے پیر ہدا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درما پائیں گے امید چاہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درما پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilyas Zaza Sheikh Ali Billah, Rumi Waqt Abreiz Zamana, Mujaddi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has put in beautiful poetic form. And Hazrat is explaining what is the essence and crux of life, that when a person treads the path, then what a high position he attains in connection with Allah Ta'ala. A useless person like myself, we can't understand this. And Hazrat has put it in such beautiful poetic form that to explain it also, it's not easy, but more to think what was the condition of the heart of Hazrat. And our Hazrat here, what their hearts are full of the ishq, the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person has got that burning love, then his desire is such, kal khune shahadat mit lulut raye, jisme nahi jisme unhe diklayenge. That, oh Allah, let me give my life for you. That I go out in jihad, I go in your path, and my body gets now slain, and it's soaked in blood, and I'm being buried like that. And tomorrow on a day of Qiyamah, I come with that blood rolling down on my body. So Hazrat is saying that when a person got the reality of life, and knows that why Allah has sent us here, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. A person who has brought iman now must make that effort to get the extreme love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, as our Shaykh explained, that to check in the beginning whether the love of Allah is more than everything else, then just see it must be a pass mark, 51%. You love everything else, your wife, your family, even your car, your business, but the love of Allah must be 51% above all. In other words, if any haram demands come, even at that stage, then you won't fulfill it. But now don't leave it at 51%. Go to this way. Hazrat is talking, we can't imagine what percent is this. Even past 100%. That now, oh Allah, I want my body to be soaked in blood. And tomorrow I can show you on the day of Qiyamah that, oh Allah, this is how I have come to you. And as it is mentioned, when a person goes to Jannat and leaves this world in a normal, natural way, then nobody will want to come back to this world. But when a shaheed leaves this world and he is gone to Jannat immediately, flying around in the birds, the beautiful green birds flying around in Jannat. But the shaheed's desire will be, can I go back and become shaheed again? Can I go back and become shaheed again? And as Hazrat says, that while we are sitting in the comfort zone of our homes, in the masjid, we can become loving shaheeds. They just stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then see what martaba you will get. So Allah Hazrat is explaining here so beautifully where how you get this desire and this will, the what is called taraf, this pain of the heart. Ab isme unke khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge, jab dil se unhi hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. That when you come here with the desire to get the ishq, the true burning love of Allah, which Shaitan didn't have, he was the greatest abid. He did lot of ibadat. He was an arif also. He knew Allah also. He had lot of ilm also. Alim. But he didn't have this burning love. When we don't have this burning love, then we got lot of chuchas, questions, etc. But with here you will come. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. Where you will get this burning love? Yes, your candle doesn't just get lit on its own. But put it next to a candle or a flame, that lamp that is burning with the love of Allah. Just put your heart next to it and see how it will light up. Now when your heart is lit up, then we'll understand what the Ahlullah are telling us. The talks of the heart, then we'll understand. Otherwise to us it doesn't make sense. This is too fanatical, etc. But when that reality comes, then Hazrat says, for this burning love of Allah Ta'ala, we will not just cry tears, we'll cry tears of blood, O Allah. In your court, the tears of blood will come out. And Jabdil se unhe hum chahenge. And he says, this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. When you got talab and you got desire from the bottom of your heart, O Allah, as we learn the dua, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. O Allah, make us yours and you become ours. When that reality comes in the heart and you're desiring that, you think Allah is not going to pull you. Allah Ta'ala will pull you, so Allah yajtabi may yasha. Wa yahdi, Allah pulls, makes jazb whom He desires. But Allah sees who are those people that are talib-e sadiq, that really want this jazb. And then Allah Ta'ala pulls you towards Him. Then Hazrat explains now, then you're able to see the qudrat of Allah manifest in front of you clearly. The ma'rifat of Allah will open up to us when we come into the company of the ashikin. Allah has brought us here in the company of our Hazrat. Let us come with an open heart, that our hearts are empty. Allah fill it with that ma'rifat and now that burning desire to get your ishq. Then a person will understand that many people got lot of objections and arguments with regard to Allah Ta'ala aliyazu billah. Hazrat gives a simple example. Makhluk hai adna sa suraj, jab unko nahi hum dekh sake, fir khaliq e alam ka jalwa dunya mein bala kya payenge. Hazrat says, if the sun, which is very bright and magnificent, 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon like now, the sun is bright. Go and try and look at the sun, you will become blind. It's impossible. You won't able to look at. But the sun is one small creation of Allah. Allah has created much more galaxies and all others also. And that is also all small creation of Allah. So Hazrat says, one ordinary small creation, and although the sun is so many million miles above our head, and still we can't look at it with the naked eye. So if we can't look at one sun, can we see the jalwa, the special radiance and nur of Allah? Just one iota of that, a billion of a billion of a billion of an iota. When Musa alayhi salam requested, Rabbi arini, Allah want to see you, because he spoke to Allah. And this is that burning ishq, when you start learning the marifat of Allah, and you make zikr with that love of Allah, now you will be desiring, when can I see Allah? But as Allah Ta'ala has explained in the 7th para that was recited last night, Allah's great qudrat, inna Allah faliqul habbi wal nawa. And then after explaining all the great qudrat, Allah says, la tudrikul absar. Wawa yudrikul absar. Insan, your eyes can't see me. You are too weak. But Allah is seeing all our eyes. And Allah is seeing our heart, whether our hearts are open up. Then Hazrat says, then you'll understand. Then the real love is, and the sign of love, without seeing Allah, we are designed, we are yearning for Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Aata hai mujhe nalo mein maza, eh zahide nada, tanz na kar, jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, phir kyun na mujhe tar payenge. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, when Allah Ta'ala has put now that love in my heart, that burning desire, and now when I'm crying, what you objecting? Oh person, you engage in ibadat, and you see a person making zikr, and he is enjoying his zikr, and as Hazrat explained, the lovers of Allah, what we know of this love. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I saw my elders, when others used to make zikr, their mouth used to water, and their tears used to roll down. So when a person gets this love, then Hazrat is saying, oh person, you engage in ibadat, but you think ibadat is the main object. The real object is Allah Himself, the love of Allah. Then see the enjoyment of that ibadat. Then see the reality. So we have to, this is the system of Allah. Come to the ashikin, come to the lovers of Allah, and let them pierce that heart and get this love of Allah. Then see, when you crying, people will think, what's wrong with this man? Why is he crying? But Hazrat is saying, you don't object. When Allah has put his burning love in my heart, you think I'm not going to be restless? I'm not going to be crying, and not crying tears. Tears of blood will be coming out, which that only people of the heart can see. Jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, phir kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Kya iska dil mein teer nahi? Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe kya barsayenge? Then Hazrat is explaining condition like people like myself. That why does you say that you got the love of Allah, but why it's not affecting the hearts of people? You're giving bayans, you're giving big eloquent bayans, and very, very, the people say he's a world-class orator, but it's not affecting the hearts of anybody. What the heart that has got the love of Allah, that spear hasn't got an effect to pierce your heart, definitely it's got, but when there's no noor in the heart, when you just got outwardly ilm and nubuwwat, you got just the knowledge, you became a big mufti, everything, and you can give bayan of the ishq and the love of Allah, but you don't have that noor and nubuwwat, which comes sina basina, which comes from the heart of the ashikin, and the lovers of Allah will have to come sit humbly in their company, and beg Allah Ta'ala, and take the treatment. Hazrat says, when you don't have noor in the heart yourself, what are you going to deliver to the ummah? What are we going to give out to the ummah? So we have to realize that we have to come for our islah, our treatment. Then see one bayan, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali himself says, what a man he was, from his student days. And then when he qualified also, what? But he says in Kanpur, when Hazrat was there first, I used to give bayan, I used to shake. My member also used to seem like it's shaking. But the hearts of people never shook at all. Then when I got connection with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, outwardly Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Sayyidul Taifa, Sayyidul Mashayikh, Sheikhul Arab wal Ajam, who was the great Sheikh of the Arabs and the non-Arabs also, great, great ulama, but he just had the title of Haji Sahib. But what he had in his heart, that noor of Allah, when he penetrated the hearts of our pious elders, then Hazrat Hakimul Ummat says, when that love came in my heart and I went back and started giving bayan, I never used to shake, mimbar never used to shake, but the hearts of people used to shake. So that is why Allah brought us here. Let us beg. We have to come here to do the, to get this reality. Jayenge kabhi aahe dil ki balai falak ka arz bari. Ye darde muhabbat ke nale kuch rang to apna laenge. Hazrat says, forget that the hearts are shaking. When this love and this alert, this ishq of Allah penetrates the heart, then that one ah that you take out in tahajjud, or when you're making dua, or when you're giving the bayan, and that pain of that heart is coming out, then Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, those ahs, those deep sighs, forget the tears, just that deep sighs goes right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately goes to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and then see the color that it brings back. And then see your ishq is increasing, your love of Allah Ta'ala is increasing, and how everybody in the majlis desires, this is what we want. We thought we're living a life, but we got an empty life. This is life that we have to love to get the love of Allah. Then Hazrat explains, as Hazrat is penetrate my heart, that just think of the sawab first. But when you come, when you got the ishq, then you're not worried of sawab. That there's so many sawabs. That one is on his face, we should keep in mind. But then you worry, Allah must be happy with me. Is Allah must be happy with me or not? Jab shamhe muhabbat dil mein hai liye, mehfil mein ke ho, koi sahib zo, phir ishq khuda ke parwane khud urke waha a jayenge. You say as if there's in a gathering of the love of Allah Ta'ala, shamhe muhabbat dil mein, when you got that great lamp, not just like a candle, a bright lamp of the great love of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, and you go to any gathering, then see all the moths, how they will come running. See, here Allah Ta'ala has brought people 40 days before time. People, what we have come here, to with that love of Allah is burning in the heart of our Hazrat, so Allah pulls us here. As Allahu Akbar, it is explained so beautifully. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was like that, brighter than the sun. And Sahaba were like moths just coming, running into Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But on the other hand, sadly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what is wrong? I am pulling you away from Jahannam, and you like moths going into Jahannam, pulling yourself away. So we beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah pull us in the right direction, that we come here, and where you see, wherever the Ahlullah go, even if they don't make announcement, the majlis just gets full. People want this love of Allah Ta'ala. Sahib, though a person who's got that desire, I want that ishq, that love of Allah. And really, ulama who realize this, they will come for this, and they will realize what is the value of this. Then Hazrat explains so beautifully, what an analogy Hazrat gives. Bulbul ko to kar e nada, paabande sukoot wa khamushi. Jab usko chaman yaad aayenge, nale bhi labo tak aayenge. that the nightingales, that is when they singing, don't try and keep them quiet, like the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever they go, there's not time that is bayan time. Any time is majlis time. Wherever they're sitting, they're just talking of the love of Allah. So don't tell them, Hazrat, it's not time for bayan now. So Hazrat is saying, don't tell that nightingale, it's not time to sing now. He says, when I think of the garden, you think I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to cry out. As we say, when we start getting just a billion of the reality of the marifat of Allah, and start making zikr in the company of Allah, then we'll understand when we say, Nara imastana, khushmi aidam. Oh Allah, you are the one that I'm mad over. I'm mad over you. So to call out your name, oh Allah, it's so enjoyable. I wish all the time you can just make it that it pierces my heart and becomes full, and I just call out your name all the time. So the nightingales of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is termed here, the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. When they are crying out about the love of Allah, don't tell them enough now. They are thinking of the gardens of Jannat, and where, as Hazrat says, not the other enjoyments of Jannat. By the way, those are ni'mats of Allah, sir, anko pe, all the wood, etc. But the company of Allah in Jannah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانَ. Those who got the love of Allah, which is termed as the fear of Allah, but out of that great love, Allah says two Jannahs they got. جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِهُذُورِ الْمَوْلَى. Already in Jannah, in this world they got Jannah. Because they're in the thoughts of Allah all the time. They can't stop talking. They can't stop being engaged in muraqabah, etc. And جَنَّةٌ فِي الْعُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. So they're thinking of that garden when we're going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we hope Allah's kindness. You be in the company of the Ahlullah, Allah will say, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. You learn, you came to learn the love of Allah. We won't get it whole life. But when we come in the company of the lovers, Allah will say, go, enter with my lovers into Jannah. And will also Allah grant us out of His special mercies, this type of majlis in the court of Allah Ta'ala. What can we say? Jab ishqo chaman yaad aayenge, nale bhi labo tak aayenge. That is when the nightingale thinks of the garden, automatically he is going to talk. So like that our Hazrat, the Ahlullah, automatically, if they're not talking, they are engaged in muraqabah, engaged in tilawat, engaged in zikr, dua. Then Hazrat says, then when you got this reality, you just desiring, I must give my life for Allah Ta'ala. Agar deal dena hai, to usuki, usiku de do. Jisne tumhe deal diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, give the heart to the maker of the heart. He knows what the heart Allah is given for Allah Himself. And when that comes in your heart, then you make dua, Ya Allah, tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein litri rehne do, kal khoon shahadat mein litraye, jism unhein diklayenge. That, oh Allah, let me die in such a way that my body is soaked in the blood. I gave my life for your pleasure. Sahaba used to desire this. They used to make dua like this. Before they go in jihad, make dua. What dua you want? That let me go in jihad, oh Allah. I must be slain. I must be cut to pieces. And like that I come in your court, Allahu Akbar. And their duas are accepted. So he says, don't let my body also be given usul. And a shaheed gets that great honor. He'll come like that with his blood flowing in the court of Allah. Allah say, what you brought? Say, Allah, see my body is soaking for you. And this is what Allah, why Allah makes people become shaheed. Because Allah wants to show who are the true lovers. Not like myself, Hazrat says, involved in illicit love affairs. And to thrill your beloved, you dip your pen in the blood of a chicken. And you say, I'm writing this love letter with my blood. And how foolish this is. You just see another stupid doll walking in the street and you walking behind her. The lovers of Allah, they are writing their love with their blood and they're giving their life. And what is the sign of that? How are you able to go in jihad? When you first make way Islam, when that idea of the love comes. Otherwise today people say we must prepare for jihad. But with what preparation you want to learn to shoot? First learn how to get the love of Allah. How to protect, how to save yourself from disobedience of Allah. Then that Allah will teach you automatically. Allah Ta'ala make us understand. Finally, Hazrat says, Akhtar ku jo tune daulat gham bakshi, hai bafez peer muhda, ummeed hai tujhse bare khuda, us dar ka darya paayenge, darma paayenge. Hazrat then finally says, and making dua and teaching us, that, oh Allah,
the special pain in my heart that you have given me of the love of Allah. And we can see one couplet of Allah is the whole of our Shaykh, Dada Shaykh, and our Shaykh whole bayans. We can't understand. It's on a very high level. But just to understand the love of Allah, he says, I only got it through the special phase of my peer who was a guiding Shaykh. See who we make our Shaykh. The Shaykhs who guide us to Allah, not to keep us in the wrong direction, who guide us to Allah. He says, when Allah has guided me to my Mashayikh, and in their company I got this burning love now. Oh Allah, I hope tomorrow in the court of Allah, how you will look at your lovers, you will take me also into concentration. And as we said, Allah will say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. They taught you the love of Allah, meet them first and come into my Jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant us that to be ashamed.
Manana Umair studied by us also. He studied in Cape Town also. And he's in Malaysia running, mashallah, a very big Darul Ulum. And the family have got a Darul Ulum for girls also. And Manana has regular majlis also there, mashallah, where the tasawwuf is unknown. Maulana, mashallah, is doing great, great work there. Today we have Maulana with us. He'll give us a few words.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa, wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi al-Nabi Mustafa, ma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, I learned a lot from Hazrat. Studied here, came 98 until 2004, then went back home. I wasn't banyak to Hazrat yet that time. I was here all along seeing all the mashayikh, but always making istikhara, mashwara, this sheikh or that sheikh, and at the end nothing happened. Went back home 2004 doing imamat, did open his class, and afterwards alim class also 2008. Hazrat came for Safar. That time I feel already dry. Here I was, alhamdulillah, with all those anwarat, but I went home and it was very, very dark. So Hazrat came immediately. I said, Hazrat, you must make me bayat. Alhamdulillah, since then, a lot of taraqqi, alhamdulillah. I needed for the madrasa, for the imamat, all the nasihat, I get all the guidance from Hazrat, alhamdulillah, how to deal with the public, the awam, with teachers, staff, with students, and what happened to students, how to deal with them, and if there's which class to go and which class not to go, and what. Alhamdulillah, I got full guidance from Hazrat. Very beneficial, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, now the madrasa was in a city, but I spent about 11 years there. Then Hazrat said the madrasa is too small, must go to somewhere else, and we moved to a village now, about 1 hour away from Kuala Lumpur. Now the madrasa, we have alhamdulillah about 150 students, 14 staff, many jamaat graduates already, but I think about 70 students already, last year about 9 students, alhamdulillah. And we have our majlis also once a week for the public, alhamdulillah. Initially there was no one because it's a small village, people don't actually come to the masjid, so we conduct program and people start coming, and this before there was no Jummah there, there's Jummah there also, alhamdulillah. And in Malaysia, like people because the mizaj there, people most graduates ulama came back from Al-Azhar, so they don't have beard. So in our usually only the tablighis in Malaysia have beard. So many times Tablighi come to our masjid also, they thought so many Tablighis in this masjid. Alhamdulillah. Tell us you must make targhib, that you must keep your beard. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have our Hifz class also, we have Adim class, and inshallah we're going to start part-time Hifz and Maktab also inshallah after Ramadan. Request for du'as from all Satis and elders inshallah.